Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. He got him. And the Phillies come back and beat the Rays in extra innings. And they complete the sweep. 7-6 the final as Matt Strom gets the final out for the save. And the Phillies have swept the Rays here in Tampa.
Well, a great job by the Phillies last night. Bats came alive late in the game. And that was a fun series. For sure. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday morning from Borgata. Richie's working on his hitting. What's going on there, John?
I'm just visualizing.
Hitting.
Yeah.
Baseball hitting.
Yeah, it was.
You were doing your lefty swing thing.
So do you swing lefty?
Well, I like swing. A baseball bat? I don't do either way.
You don't even know how embarrassing something I saw was one time.
I don't know. I don't know which way I am at the plate.
You're all turned around.
Devin, we were with Phillies. We were with Matt Stairs, and it may have also been Charlie.
It wasn't
Emanuel.
Just Matt Stairs; it was Charlie.
Yeah,
too.
It was Charlie. This was around 2018.
Charlie and was very positive.
John, well, of course he is. He's a positive guy. John literally didn't know which way he hits.
Yeah, I mean, I never played baseball.
I was embarrassed.
Like
for
remember,
us.
Now, like, hold on. Like, now, remember
you,
when I was a boy.
Right,
when
or?
I was a little boy. I remember my dad giving me a glove for baseball. I remember putting the glove on. I remember picking up the ball with the glove and trying to throw it with the baseball glove because I thought that's what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't know if that would work out.
No, like he gave me the glove
you're
that covered
left
my
hand
left
as you
hand.
Say this. So,
he
okay.
gave me a
But you're a lefty, right?
Yes.
So then Ben left-handed.
My dad didn't notice that I was left-handed. My dad gave me a glove that covered my left hand.
Your dad didn't know that you were left-handed?
No.
What?
Apparently not.
Okay.
My dad also taught me to play basketball right-handed. My dad, who played baseball and basketball,
is it Ben Simmons
had
dad?
A left-handed son, yet he taught me to play right-handed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's so dumb.
That's a new wrinkle to the story. I don't think we knew that part before.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I think that's a big part of the problem.
Like old school, weren't you? You were taught to not.
But I was like a little baby.
I was a little baby.
Evil.
Yeah. Especially if you went to like
said
Catholic
to be
school.
Evil.
My dad had that too.
Oh, really?
But he didn't.
Your dad's
didn't,
lefty?
No, he's not. But he went to Catholic school,
made,
and they were taught that you shouldn't write with your left
hand. How about
hand.
That? Yeah. By the way, speaking of Catholic school, congrats to Nova with the Pope.
Yeah.
And I got to give it to Bob Ryan yesterday, Boston's own Bob Ryan, with a good. This was a good tweet. Bob Ryan tweets: Inquiring minds need to know: Is this the first Pope who has set foot in the palestra?
Oh,
sure.
I love
probably.
It.
Probably.
Yeah, I bet.
Now, what he should have said is the cathedral. Of college basketball, the palestra.
We would all know that.
Yeah, we get that.
No, that's a great tweet.
That's a good tweet, right?
I love it.
I mean, we got to find out the backstory of the Pope, like in the mid-70s at Nova. Yeah, Raleigh's the coach, and the Pope is
American. I can't believe I didn't realize there's never been an American Pope.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yep,
American and Peruvian, but he became Peruvian.
Joint citizenship.
Yeah,
both.
But it was in 2015 that he got the Peruvian.
Been down there for about 10 years or so. All right. Yeah. Phones. Phil's playing well. We'll get some more of the Daryl Morey stuff. Let's go to Chris in Dover right now. Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Chris?
Great show, man. You guys are the best.
Well, thank you. I don't know if that's true, and I don't think it probably is, but we're having fun.
Listen, I'm having fun with you. Rhea, happy Mother's Day to you also.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, now let's get on to some not so fun stuff. Thanks for bringing up the Daryl Morey stuff today, Joe
yeah.
and John.
Yeah.
You guys are spot on. I just want to go on a quick rant, and then I got a quick silly thing. This Daryl Morey, first of all, there's not another Daryl Morey out there, so they got no chance of trading Joel to anybody. This guy is terrible. You're right, John and Joe. When you talk about what he speaks, the old what was the thing he said a month or so ago with the trees, peering through the trees or something?
You squint hard enough.
Yeah, squint the eyes.
Yeah, squint the eyes. That's it. This guy, he's terrible. And listen, this is going on for 20 years now at the front office of the 76ers. It's a joke. It's terrible. The guys he brought in this year, Kyle Lowry, I love him, for the Minova game, 37 years old.
Come yeah, that did not work.
These other guys he brought in, Paul George was a mammoth mistake. He paid him, overpaid him, and guess what? The guy's been a bum for years. He played more than 70 games once in like the last 7 years. The guy's hurt all the time. It was a bad move. And speaking of bad moves, let's give a shout-out earlier in the week. Game 7, you guys caught that, right? Out there in L.A.?
Well, I don't know which thing you're talking about.
How about the DNP for Benjamin
Oh, we talked about Ben not getting in there. And Chris, we've also talked about the possibility that could be his last NBA game.
Yeah, you think he'll be a coach now?
Yeah,
Coach Simmons,
right?
Coach Ben
Have we
Simmons
talked about the possibility
loves
of
basketball
him
so much.
Coming back to the Sixers?
No.
Why?
I mean,
what are you insane?
Why? They're desperate.
No, they're not that desperate.
Desperate for what?
Could be. I don't know.
That,
anything?
No, not that.
Chris, our coach.
I'll be interested, Chris.
He's the only one who wants to coach
if a team
the Sixers.
Signs him. You know, is the team going to sign him and sign up for that nonsense?
How about this? How about this on the same game? James Harden with a total of 7 points.
That's
on
right.
Two field goals.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Chris, give me a big answer, my man, for a fictional mom.
JT's best catcher in Philly's history. I'm with you on that guy. Hey, here's a story of a lovely lady.
She's already been said.
Carol Brady.
She's already been said. You got to pivot.
All right, I'm going to pivot. I got the Petrillo, Estelle Getty.
Estelle
already
Getty,
mentioned,
wow.
Right?
No, Estelle Getty had it been
right.
mentioned.
Oh, that's right.
Chris, good call right there. All right, Estelle Getty, who was the youngest, I think, of the four?
And looked the oldest?
Golden Girls, and looked the oldest.
Yeah, they made her character
unbelievable.
But he didn't give her character.
We know what he meant. But Estelle Getty, I got you. Jordan in Princeton right now. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Good, Happy man. Friday. And by the way, you don't think of Estelle Getty from the Golden Girls as a great mom. I mean, she was just a crank.
Yeah.
She was B. Arthur's mom.
Yeah.
And B. Arthur was...
another crank.
She was really angry.
Double cranky right there. Yeah. Those two. It was a cranky
She
family.
Imbued crankiness into her daughter.
Agreed.
The age they were in the show is shocking. They're only in their early 50s. They look like they're in their 70s. It just
Whoa, and they did intend to make them look older. I didn't think about that part, though. The early 50s, that's me. I mean, I'm 50. So I want and what Joe just said, Estelle Getty was the youngest of that. I wonder if Estelle Getty was my age when she started doing
Be around then, yeah.
Holy cow.
By the way, I'll give you a really weird one.
Makes you feel...
Well, I'll tell you
Estelle
what.
Estelle Getty is your age when she first played the great-great-grandma or whatever was representing on the Golden Girls.
Right. Here's another one I'm still blown away by. This doesn't make you feel old. This is just weird. Wheezy on the Jeffersons was 19 years older than George Jefferson.
Wow.
No, she was not. No way.
Years older.
I don't believe you.
19 years older.
Fantastic.
That's insane.
Isn't that amazing? All right, Jordan, you called in to talk about the Phils. Talk to us.
I did, just because we're talking about a couple of things and it always gets sidetracked. John, the House of Prime Rib in San Francisco is an epic meal. And the way they spin
the
that
greatest.
Salad bowl and the ice as they dress it, you just cannot get any better than that.
And what Very is that dressing? There's no name for it. There is no name for whatever that dressing is, but it is my favorite dressing on the planet. They put beets in their salad, and I hate beets. It's I I savor every last one of them when it's in the House of Prime Rib Salad.
There is a narcotic in that dressing.
I agree.
I am convinced.
I agree.
And, you know, Josh Harris treated Embiid like a private equity investment at Apollo. He overpaid for it. He was too smart for his own good and thought he could turn it around. And now they're going to have to write down the value of the contract. Just an utter disaster. I think we spend way too much time talking about the Sixers because they're a failed franchise.
Well, they're a big failed franchise. But they are one of our main four, and it does matter a lot. And Joel's the thing that matters the most. So,
medicine him and start a new life, and people can actually start enjoying the Sixers in Philadelphia again.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, the Phillies, as with most nights, I watched the game on delay. I was coaching the world's longest 8U Little League game. But congrats to my Green Goblins. We pulled out a win.
Good man. At
midnight.
Good name.
I'm watching the 10th. Thank you. Midnight, watching the 10th inning. My wife's upstairs asleep. I don't even know why I uttered this, but Joe, when he got that last strikeout Strom, I just screamed in my own house,
That's how you do. Which, by the way, Jordan, I'm going to be screaming.
That hurt, Joe.
In Pop Culture Beat the Hammer. I'm going to have that coming up in a few minutes.
I think that just damaged my.
I'm telling you.
Sorry. Well, get ready. I got more coming here with the Pop Culture. Jordan, I appreciate that. You're a good man. Jordan, give me a great fictional mom.
Mrs. Gump. She laid her body on the line for her son.
Mrs. Who?
Who?
Mrs. Gump, remember?
Oh, Mrs. Gump.
I hate that movie.
Me too.
Come on.
Me too.
Ugh. That's rough.
It's overrated.
Which part, that they hated or that she laid her body on the line?
Well, I hated the whole movie. It was annoying.
All right. I want to get to Pop Culture Pizza Hammer in about 5 minutes, which means right now we'll give you the cue to call. The fifth caller in the contest line, caller five, you can compete in Beat the Hammer Pop Culture Edition. Caller five.
Please be well-versed in pop culture. Joe does have a subscription now
I don't.
To people.
What do I know? All right, Pop Culture Beat the Hammer.
Well, you know,
please
know,
like a little.
Like a little.
Just, you know, like two, in general sense.
215-988-1258. Caller 5. You'll probably whoop my butt. Yeah, let's be real. You probably will. Caller 5, Pop Culture Beat the Hammer, 215-988-1258. If you know a lot of pop culture, call in. We'll get to that shortly. Let's also get to more of this Daryl Morey stuff because he also talked about Paul George. I found this answer to be utter garbage. Here's Paul George. Here's Daryl Morey on Spike's podcast yesterday talking about PJ.
Yeah. Should people be excited about Paul George?
I think yes, absolutely. I mean, you just look at – I don't want to over-harp it, but he shot like 20% on wide open corner threes. Like, that's just not going to happen. That was on,
and like, that was after like for years being like in the 40s and the 50s on corner.
Yeah,
threes.
Just, exactly.
The stat I keep coming back to how badly
he shot on
corner threes.
It's not
going to
happen. And look, I'm not here to say he had a great season. He wouldn't say that, but he's, you know, again, you plug it into any model, even ask anyone on the street that's a knowledgeable fan like you guys, you'd bet on a better Paul George. Or you'd go to Vegas and say, I think he's going to have a better year regardless of his age. Cause most of his game isn't really age based. Like it's shooting. It's, and his defense did not drop off. His defense was elite. And in a league where you need elite defenders on the wing. So I think he's still a great fit. You know, he's a wonderful team guy. And look, he had a lingering thing that he's had a few years that he got to take care of because it's something that he always wanted to take care of. And he did. So, you know, I think I'm optimistic.
All right, let me just say this, all right? So many years, not many years ago, but 5 years ago or so, Andy McPhail had the famous, if we do, we do, if we don't, we don't. It became the defining phrase of his Phillies tenure. And thank God the Phillies got rid of him, and, you know, it's part of what led them to the start winning. I really think if there's a phrase that sums up Daryl Morey that you just heard in that 1 minute talking about Paul George, it was plug it into any model. Daryl, I don't want to plug Paul George's future into any model. He's old. His body's falling apart. He didn't try hard enough. This isn't about a model. Like, he just isn't that good anymore, and you chose to give him $212 million. And by the way, you're saying he was aware of a lingering issue, which means you should have been aware of a lingering issue. It lingered. It was part of why he wasn't that good. Plug that into your model. Where does that come in? I mean, John, how does this guy not understand? Number one, I don't want an executive executing like this. I don't want him talking like this.
No. Well.
Plug it into
a
model.
He certainly hasn't caught on at this point.
No, he never will because it's who he is. It's not going to happen. It's who he is.
Right. He is robotic. He is breathily robotic and obtuse.
Plug it into a model.
Yeah, and that whole idea, we're not about models here. We are
he's a declining player.
And fighting and working and sweating and, you know, like being tough. Like,
here's what I'll,
stand up and tough it out.
And let me say something on that, John, and I think this will resonate with every listener. It wasn't long ago. People will remember it. So we are right now in May of 2025. Let's go back to January of 2024. That's 16 months ago. Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni did a press conference in which they look like Death and Death's brother.
Oh, my God. That, right? You are right.
They got their ass whooped by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a playoff game and had lost 6 of 7, and they look like two guys that had just been in the desert for 40 days with nothing. Okay? Like, they looked like death.
The pain that was
and
on their face.
And
yes.
They talked like it. Yes. And you know what? I respected it. I appreciated it. They demonstrated with their physical appearance and their words what we also felt. They weren't talking about plugging it into a model.
Yeah.
They owned it. They stunk. They owned it.
And they planned to improve.
Daryl Morey doesn't own it. He gave that guy $212 million. 3/4 of it is still up ahead. Plug that into your freaking model. Right?
Yeah. No, it's remarkable. That's a great point to make because we did feel their pain. I mean, it was our pain.
This guy doesn't own it, and he doesn't feel
it. This guy thinks he's a winner.
Yeah, well, he's saying that yesterday, too. All this stuff about he's had all these winning years. Look, he had all those winning years in Houston for one reason. He made one great move.
Yeah, the Harden.
He traded for James Harden.
Originally.
And then
kept trying to do it after
that. Yeah, and that gave him a decade of a star, top, you know, 6-7 player in basketball. And that set him up for one decade of 50-win seasons pretty consistently. And that was a great move. But it doesn't mean he's a great GM.
No.
It was like 15 years ago-ish. They're about.
He's a darling of the analytics community, and it keeps him
it's brutal, man.
Very in touch with those people.
It is brutal. All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevalier.
Do you think he actually thinks he can turn this around with Joel?
I don't know the answer
here.
To that.
Like, that is delusion.
Well,
that's the thing. It feels so far-fetched at this point.
Here's what I'll say, John. Here's my answer to that, because it's an interesting question. Do I think he thinks he can? Probably. Do I think he knows it's probably a low percentage? Yes. But here's the problem, and this is an issue in sports when you hire someone who no attachment to your organization, a guy that probably will get another job when he leaves here. Here's the problem. He will be able to skip town because he'll be fired probably after next year if they don't turn this around. He'll leave with millions of dollars, all this money in his pocket, and he'll saddle the Sixers for the next 4 to 5 years after that with salary cap hell, which means we as fans get saddled with salary cap hell.
He gets to skip
to the next job.
He gets
job.
To start anew.
Yes.
Right.
And so my point is, like, do the Sixers have a chance? I mean, if Joel came back and was totally healthy and all that, blah, 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 anything's possible. But, like, for the 1% chance that happens,
it feels like it's about that 1%.
We incur the 5 to 6 year doomsday of you're screwed with contracts.
And it's been doomsday for a while now. But, man, it feels like we've seen this.
It's brutal, man. All right, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevalier. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevalier.
Why is he still the freaking – why is he still in charge?
You want the answer to that?
Yeah.
Josh Harris is a bad owner.
And that's it. That's the bottom line.
Josh Harris is in Washington.
We all have to suffer because the owner of this team cares more about a lot of things, a lot of
teams. The Commanders.
Than I am.
He's done quite a lot with the Commanders. Like, just got that new stadium approved. They're hosting the draft in a couple years, and...
So this feels like it should be illegal, doesn't it? Like,
he's not illegal.
I think he should just sell his share of the Sixers.
If you've got interest,
like, it's clearly not working.
He's making all this money. Guys, you got to remember, he gets.
But he doesn't care.
But no, I agree. But know this: they just got a $76 billion TV deal.
Yep.
He gets a percentage of that. It's working for him. He's making his money. And look, I'll say this one thing in Josh Harris's defense as an owner. I do think he wants to win. I do think that. He's just foolish. He doesn't know how to win. Hires the wrong people. He's foolish. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, which team's going to win the NL East? Will it be the Phillies? Will it be the Braves or the Mets? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, pop culture, Pete the Hammer's in about 2 minutes. Let's get to Dave in Wilmington right now. David, good morning.
Hi, hold on. Let me take you off speakerphone. Sorry.
You got it, buddy. What's happening, Dave?
I'm not on the bus today.
Oh, good man.
Yeah, I've walked down here. So the Phillies are 9-3 since they got swept by the Mets. Are you there?
Yeah, we're listening to you. We thought there was another statement coming. Yep, got that. Got that part.
In that 9-3, in that run, they scored 7 or more runs 8 times, including an 11-9 loss.
Well, it's been 8 of the last 11 games. It's been really impressive.
Yeah, and that's where I'm getting at. Like, we're talking about the pitching, but the bats have been tearing it up inconsistently, but they have been putting runs on the board.
No, there's no question. I mean, they're slugging, and also they're small balling. I mean, I think more than anything, they're small balling. I mean, Stott was a big homer last night. They've had a couple of them in this 2 week stretch, but I mean, you had the Rojas bunt 2 days ago. You had Rojas going first to third yesterday. They are playing the kind of offensive baseball, frankly, that I think can lead to them winning the World Series.
Yeah, and I'm with you 100% there.
Okay.
My fictional mom is Sarah Connor.
Has already been said. Give me a different answer.
Stifler's mom.
Oh, Stifler's mom.
Oh, no.
I was wondering how long that was going to take.
Stifler wasn't too happy, but.
No.
What are you going to do?
That was sort of like appearance in the lexicon.
Yeah, that way of being.
The Coolidge first appearance in our. I don't know. She was probably doing stand-up and stuff like that and some improv. But that was the big break.
Yeah, that was the big moment for her career. By the way, a couple of the other commencement speakers. Let's get to this over the next few days with the graduations in America. So Howard University with the great LeVar Burton. Awesome. LeVar Burton, love him. All right, more. LaSalle. Now, I don't know this person. Nancy Castle Donahue. She's a LaSalle alum, says fashion model, entrepreneur, undergraduate ceremony. Nancy Castle Donahue, maybe she's in the area. If so, good luck, Nancy Castle Donahue, with that. Marshall, they goes there with that.
That sounded sort of insincere.
Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know her. I don't want to be rude. I mean, she could be listening.
Well,
to her
it sounded kind of rude that you just said
I don't
so
know her. As
like
if
that.
You know her?
I don't know her at all.
She as good
I'm
as
not saying
Brokaw?
Good luck at your,
she as good as
speech.
Any of the three people you thought spoke at your commencement?
Yeah, you're.
No, I don't. Yeah.
All right, the new College of Florida, I guess not to be confused with the old College of Florida, that renowned lawyer Alan Dershowitz. So you get some legal counsel.
Wow, isn't he in trouble half the time?
Well, he's got a little controversy with that guy all the time. He's smart guy, snarky guy. Northwestern, Steve Carell, the
ooh,
actor.
That would be great.
I love him.
That's a good one.
Now,
that's
why does this say June 15th? Northwestern graduates in June? What is that nonsense?
They're on maybe. Quarters, Joe. That's how it works.
I don't know.
Out at
is
Stanford,
it
too. Yeah, at Stanford, they won't graduate till June 15th.
Not bad school, man.
You go to school longer. Yeah. I wasn't happy about that.
Horrible
part.
Experience.
A lot more school. Instead of going 2 semesters during the year, you go 3. It really is like a whole other 50% more work.
Shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, quarters stink if you're a student, but in the end, you actually learn a lot more.
Wow. Yeah. Ohio State, never heard of the person, but sounds very accomplished. U.S. Marine Major General Charles Frank Bolden, Jr., astronaut, NASA administrator. That sounds pretty cool, actually.
That's all his title?
Yeah, well,
all one person.
Yeah, he's an astronaut, an NASA administrator, and a U.S.
like there were commas
Marine Major
in there.
General.
Like, wow. That was a family.
I like that. Oral Roberts. They go with some guy named Bobby Grunwald.
I haven't heard of Oral Roberts since March Madness, like 2 years ago. So
it's rather amazing that Oral Roberts' name is Oral Roberts.
I knew. I was waiting for it, Joe.
You know what his brother's name is, right, Rhea?
Don't.
Don't.
No, Joe. What is his brother's name?
Robert Roberts.
That's funny.
I'm gonna because the Pope could be listening, all right? Because he's a Nova grad and could be listening, I'm going to be a good boy today. With that said, Dan Wilson back in the studio. Dan, you got the open. Let's play a little game we call Pop Culture Beat the Hammer.
In an epic clash for pop culture supremacy.
It's time for...
I don't appreciate pop culture.
And I'm an idiot. I'm a total dum-dum.
Pop culture.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I mean, seriously, Oral wonderful. Roberts. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we got wonderful intro. That we that's new, the way that
Dan,
did
you
did
put that.
That
together?
No,
Wechter that was a Wechter
did.
Production.
I thought so, yeah. Too. Okay, well, John just said it was new. I thought
John
it was
definitely heard it before.
Well, good.
But that's okay. Yeah. It's been a while.
I didn't remember that. All right, I really like it.
We don't know my record, but it stinks. We know that.
I
we
think
got
it's 3-13.
It was at one time. It's worse since.
Is it really?
Well, Devin, I did win a couple of these with you and here as the host. I
you
three.
Won like some 1-0.
Yeah, it's great defense by
so
me.
So are you saying your record
by.
Is better than 3-13? Or is it
might
worse?
It might be better. Let's get to Mike. He's calling from Holland, either the country or, you know, the area locally. Michael, are you in the United States right now?
I am. I am not in Holland.
Good man.
I'm in Holland, Bucks County.
Good man.
What, wait, you're in where?
Holland, Bucks County. Yeah,
Bucks County.
Like
got
Newtown.
It. Yeah. Got it.
So, Mike, do you think you know, you know, pop culture?
I'm comfortable with it. I wouldn't.
You just
say,
made a DeCamera noise. You just made a DeCamera weird noise that
was
emitted
a DeCamera squeak
out of him.
Okay, I like my chances. All right, Mike, I'm going to step way down the hallway where I can't hear.
So 55 seconds, seven questions?
Yeah, right? Okay. That's the tip. Well, hold on. So
I have seven questions,
how
but
long
I wanted
is,
to confirm the time.
How long is regular Beat the Hammer? 55?
55. Yeah.
Well, then it should be like 105 or something, right?
Want to just do a minute?
Sure, okay,
just still a minute.
Are you? I mean, just don't have those lengthy questions the way Sosa. And Sosa's like, in the last 17 years, three people have done this. Name two of the three. Say, like, James, enough.
He does a very wordy question.
Holy hell! Yeah.
So, do we want to increase it by 5 seconds?
Yeah, do a minute.
Okay,
1 minute. All right, you got it, Mike. You can pass if you need to. You'll probably beat me. Good luck to you, Michael.
Got it. Thank you.
All right.
I think it's. Does anyone else think it's sort of lame when Joe sets the expectation that he will lose?
Yeah, he's doing that
thing?
So on purpose.
He makes the excuse in advance. You know, you'll probably beat me.
Yeah.
Repeatedly today, he said that. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. He really wants to win, even though it's pop culture.
Well, what Joe doesn't know is he has been reading, what is it, People Magazine
yes,
or Us Weekly.
Yes, he's been brushing up.
And I have been coming up with some questions to test his knowledge, see if he retained some of his knowledge on the people that he's been assigned. So,
oh, really?
We'll see. Do we have background music, Dan Wilson? Or is it on and I can't hear it?
There it is.
Oh, there it is. Okay. All right, Mike, you ready?
Joe has hidden himself and standing against a
he's
column
also
far,
dressed
far
like
away.
A 15-year-old boy right now.
He is.
All right, let's get to this. Timer starts as soon as the first question is asked. Question number one. This actress is in a public legal battle with former co-star and director of the film It Ends With Us, Justin Baldoni.
Blake Lively.
Zendaya stars in this 2024 romantic drama revolving around tennis.
Pass.
What superhero movie did Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds co-star in before they were married?
Pass.
Who is Kylie Jenner dating?
Timothy Chalamet.
Two famous actors co-own the Welsh football team Wrexham AFC. Name one of them.
Ryan Reynolds.
Name one of Ariana Grande's famous ex-boyfriends.
Pete Davidson.
Blake Lively played this iconic character on the hit 2000 show Gossip Girl.
Pass.
Zendaya stars in this 2024 romantic drama revolving around tennis.
I can picture it. I can't think of the name.
Time. You're slow to the draw on that one, John. All right, so what? So I have four. Do we get four?
One, two, three, four. Yes.
Four. Okay.
I'll take it.
All right.
I'll take
not
it.
Bad.
Five. Wait. One. Oh no. Sorry. You got four. Yeah. Four.
I
got five. I was writing. I was reading my list.
Joe is slowly making his way back.
So Joe is. Oh, he flipped the hat around. Maybe he heard me say he looks like a 15-year-old.
How our contestant did. Joe turned his hat around. He had it backwards earlier. Is this like the opposite of Over the Top? I don't know if you guys are familiar with Over the Top, Sly Stallone arm wrestling movie, but he would, before he went over the top, he would turn his hat around as he sat down at the table to arm wrestle. Did you just do the opposite of the Over the Top hat move?
But not on
when
purpose.
You turned your hat forward.
It just kind of happened.
Oh, it just happened.
Yeah,
okay.
It just happened.
You ready?
Ben. How did this Mike in Holland do?
Not going to answer that.
He didn't do well. He
not
got either zero
that.
Or one. I could sniff out this guy doesn't know Zendaya. I could just tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How do you know that a question involves Zendaya?
I don't.
Okay. All right.
Clock has started.
Timer starts as soon as first question is asked. Question number one. This actress is in a public legal battle with former co-star and director of the film It Ends With Us, Justin Baldoni.
Yeah. I'll come back to it.
Zendaya stars in this 2024 romantic drama revolving around tennis.
Match Point.
What superhero movie did Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds co-star in before they were married?
The Avengers.
Who is Kylie Jenner dating?
Well, first off, he's a dork, whoever it is. He's an idiot for dating her. Kylie Jenner's with some athlete, presumably. It's not Ben Simmons. It's Bob Simmons.
Nice guess. Two famous actors co-own the Welsh football team Wrexham AFC. Name one of them.
Oh, guy went to my school, McElhenney. Bang! I probably just won with that. Go ahead.
Name one of Ariana Grande's famous ex-boyfriends.
Mr. Grande. Go ahead.
Blake Lively played this iconic character on the hit 2000 show Gossip Girl.
Don't know her. Go back to the first one. The controversy
Time.
Is. I don't know the controversy.
That's a loss for you.
Oh,
you got your ass kicked,
this
brother.
Guy do something? Are you serious? Who's the controversy? I know I should know this.
Blake Lively.
Oh, it is Blake Lively?
You know, the celebrity you were assigned to study.
You were assigned these celebrities that she
you
asked all the questions on.
Well, because we're doing
you were assigned the celebrities she asked the questions on. You got one right.
But I didn't prepare.
You got one question. Wait, you didn't prepare. You were supposed to be preparing in real life.
Yeah, but because we're doing pop culture,
beat
the hammer.
Celebrities.
I'm going to do that next week because we're doing pop culture.
Next week. This was an ongoing. You are supposed to be updating your.
So it was Blake Lively.
Logs.
Was the first answer?
First answer: Blake Lively is in a public legal feud.
How many of this Mike guy?
Anything.
How many?
He got four.
Oh no!
Four to one. You got rocked,
Mike.
Well.
Mike, that's pretty good job by you, man.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Look,
that's like a first round knockout.
If it was sports, you would have had me. But
well, we know that.
Oh, you know, stop.
We
it.
Don't know.
You
that
don't get
anymore.
To be arrogant when you just got crushed.
No, exactly. I mean that's as obvious as 1 + 1 = 2.
You
I
get
mean,
to be pompous after answering one correctly.
Mike, was Bob Simmons a good answer?
I was going to go with Oral Roberts, but yeah, Bob Simmons was good.
That's pretty good. Well, Mike, because it's pop culture beat the hammer, we don't have any prize for you. But we appreciate you, you know.
We appreciate
you
it a
lot. You did very well.
Thank you for doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did great.
Man. Thank you. And thank you for actually knowing yourself. By the way,
good
Kylie
job,
Jenner.
Mike.
Good job, Mike.
See you, buddy.
Kylie Jenner is dating Timothy Chalamet.
Okay.
Not an athlete.
Okay.
Not an athlete.
All right. Well.
Why are you ripping her? What did
not
she ever do to
Bob
you?
She dated Ben Simmons, right?
No, that was
her
Kendall.
Sister.
Yeah, well, they all stink. Right?
You can't rip somebody because their sister dated somebody.
In this case, I can.
No,
I
actually you can't.
Can. No, in this case.
No, I think you're wrong.
Exception
I don't
to rule.
Think you can.
Stink by family association.
Well, how does your family feel?
Well, my sister didn't date Ben Simmons.
No, I meant stink by family association.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's a whole other matter. Yeah. All right, so congrats to that Mike in Holland. Actually, pretty good questions. Devin, I did punt on the Blake Lively thing. I was going to do it next week because I figured we were doing pop culture.
Uh-huh,
beat
yeah,
the
yeah,
hammer.
Yeah, yeah. Excuses, oh, sure. Excuses.
I mean, that's the truth.
Wait, hold on.
What's
when
more disappointing
was,
is you clearly
was that
didn't
a sign?
Retain. You clearly 2 weeks didn't retain ago. The research it's that been... you did on Ariana Grande, on Zendaya, the other celebrities. That
I
you
struggled.
Have been
Every one of I those struggled. Questions was asked about a celebrity that you have been assigned.
Yes.
That's fair. That's fair.
Joe.
That's fair.
You have been assigned to learn about these just individuals. It was not even secret. Like, she tried to help you win. Well, she gave you questions that you should have known.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You should feel shame.
You got one right.
I do. Bad job by me.